From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014 when it was taken over by the Islamic State group. Major General Sami al-Aridi said the troops engaged in fierce fighting with IS militants. He says IS fighters had erected concrete barriers throughout the city to try to stop the advance of Iraqi troops. As fighting escalates in Aleppo, the United Nations warns both Syrian government and rebel forces may be guilty of war crimes. Lisa Schlein has more.
Rebel forces seeking to break the siege of eastern Aleppo have intensified attacks on western Aleppo, which is under Syrian government control. As a consequence, civilian casualties are mounting. The United Nations says in the past few days, more than 40 people have been killed and many injured. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lajerke says this was due to the high number of rockets indiscriminately launched by armed opposition groups on civilian areas in western Aleppo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
An independent investigation into July's political unrest in South Sudan's capital has concluded that UN military and mission personnel failed to protect civilians and aid workers. The investigation found that a lack of leadership on the part of this key senior mission personnel resulted in a chaotic and ineffective response to the violence. As Italy observed All Saints Day Tuesday, earthquake aftershocks again hit the central region. Thousands of people were left homeless by a weekend quake. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states they see as crucial to winning the November 8th U.S. presidential election. Clinton is making stops in three cities in Florida. Recent opinion polls show Trump with a 1 percentage point edge over her in that state. Trump is visiting two states Tuesday where polls for months have shown Clinton with consistent advantages, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. National surveys continue to show Clinton leading Trump by about 2 to 4 percentage points. Democrats are fighting to win enough seats to gain control of the U.S. Senate. After 6 years of Republican control, Democrats hope to regain the upper hand by winning several key races. The fate of the Senate rests in the hands of voters of six states now, three of which historically vote Republican. Civil society activists in India and Pakistan are urging the governments of both countries to de-escalate military tensions and resume peace talks. The two nations have been firing at each other over the Kashmir line of control for weeks. The Pakistan-India People's Forum for Peace and Democracy fears that the fighting could escalate into a full-blown war between the countries. For the first time, the U.S. government is publicly warning of the possibility of terrorist attacks in India carried out by the Islamic State group. A brief security message for U.S. citizens in India issued Tuesday at the embassy in New Delhi calls on Americans to maintain a high level of vigilance and increase their security awareness, especially at religious sites, markets, and festival venues. Amnesty International is demanding Russia immediately and unconditionally release Ildar Dadim, an anti-Kremlin protester jailed for participation in unauthorized demonstrations. In a statement Tuesday, the rights group also urged Russian authorities to investigate Dadim's allegations of torture described in a letter from prison. Dadim alleges beatings, humiliation, and rape threats. Last December, a Moscow court sentenced Dadim to a 3-year prison term for repeated anti-government street protests. China debuted its J-20 stealth fighter Tuesday at Airshow China in the city of Zhuhai. Two of the planes made a brief appearance at the show's opening ceremonies. The planes performed a series of maneuvers and generated enough noise to set off car alarms in a nearby parking lot. The capabilities of the J-20 remain unknown. The aircraft's brief appearance Tuesday gave observers little insight into the plane's stealth, performance, or firepower capabilities. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.